You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fast. Wait. Fun, funny, and fast. I don't like that. Fast, fun, and funny.
Okay.
Which way? What sounds
fast,
better?
Fast, fun, and funny?
I like fast, fun, and funny. It seems to flow better that way than fun, funny, and fast.
Yeah.
So what are we going with? Fast, fun, and funny?
I think so.
Okay. This is another episode of Ace and Friends. For today, March 27th in 2024, I am the modern-day Mr. Rogers. My name is Ace. My friends Riggins and Tech D. Rob are here, patiently waiting on deck in Pineville, Louisiana, 14 hours away. My sister, as we call her now, Paranormal Piper from Pineville. Now, I mentioned this earlier. She asked a couple of things, like, what do you want me to prepare? And I don't prepare anything. Yeah. We're just going to kind of go with it and see what happens. Now, Riggins, I want you to know, if you have questions, feel free to ask.
Okay.
Chime in, jump in. Rob, same with you. Questions pop up and you're just curious about things, throw it out there.
Yeah.
So we'll keep everything kind of flowing. We do have a couple of other things coming up today. We do have another great edition of the good news. We're going to get into some things that you are admittedly too old to be doing. A few things you might find interesting and a lot of fun stuff happening today, but it seems to be the crown jewel of Wednesdays is now my sister, Paranormal Piper from Pineville.
Yeah, I enjoy her very much.
So let's recap. The last time she was on, she's 5 years younger than me. The last time she was on, the highlight, I think, well, two things stood out. One, they'd just gone to a plantation doing spent the night searching for ghosts. And number two, was this egg thing that she says she can roll an egg around on me and crack the egg and read the yolk, and the yolk will tell her about my life.
Yeah, people were freaked out about that.
Yeah, so we'll probably investigate that a little bit further.
Yeah.
So give us a minute to get her on the phone, and we'll get today's show started with Paranormal Piper from Pineville next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
All right, we have her on the phone. Via FaceTime audio, this is my sister, Paranormal Piper from Pineville. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt Dance Moms. You're watching.
That's okay.
You're watching Dance Moms at the moment.
Yeah, where she goes in and rescues the dance studios.
I didn't really know. Although I didn't know there was a...
It's a spinoff?
Yeah, so it's like a bar rescue. Gordon Ramsay going in and fixing a restaurant. Mm.
Except she does it for dance studios.
Okay. I didn't... I had no idea that show was even out there.
Got to check that out.
Okay, so Piper, Riggins, and Rob are here. They may have some questions also, but as we go along, the thing we wanted to start with was what everybody was most... but to say interested in after last time that we talked to you a couple of weeks ago, and that is this yolk thing where you roll the egg on somebody's arm and then crack it open and then you can read the yolk?
Yes. Well, see, it started, it actually started like in Judaism and certain branches of Christianity where they would use a chicken for cleansing and pushing away negative vibes and evil spirits. Okay. And then from there, it just evolved through Celtic druids, Germanic folk magic, all of that to where it was just an egg.
And you can look at the yolk of the egg, and the yolk tells you what?
Well, like when you crack the yolk into the glass, which I'll tell you about all that in a little while. If you let it sit there about 5 to 7 minutes, if you have bubbles coming up to the surface, that means there's a lot of negativity in your life. If some of the yolk maybe looks like a figure, that means that there's somebody who has a lot of jealousy towards you. If it's like in some of it's in the shape of like a nail or a needle, they don't want you to succeed. Somebody's trying to work against you so that you cannot have a positive outcome in your life. If it looks like there's like a coating around the actual yolk itself, there's somebody that is very angry at you and that you need to resolve that issue.
And you've done this with people before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's all types of things to look for. If there's white halos around the yolk, if it looks like clouds or cobwebs or bubbles around the yolk itself and not up towards the top of the glass, that means there's spirits, good spirits that are protecting you and watching over you. But yeah, there's all types of meanings to reading it.
All right, hang on. We got to take a quick break. Then we'll get more into the details of actually how this works next. Hang on.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
This is Ace and Friends.
All right. There's so many things to get into here. But my sister is on the phone, as we now call her. And you like the name Paranormal Piper from Pineville.
I love it because it reminds me of, you know, P3, three P's, P3 from the show Charmed, which is my absolute favorite TV show ever about the witches.
I know nothing about Charmed. Does anybody know anything about Charmed?
I don't. I remember the show, but I don't remember anything about it.
The original Charmed, not the new one that they brought out.
Yeah. Rob, any Charmed info?
I could spot the people in it, but that's about it.
Yeah, okay. I think I could spot Rose McGowan.
Shannon Doherty.
Yeah, yep. Okay. And
Alyssa Milano.
Yep. Okay. And I know they all don't get along anymore. Okay. Yeah. But here's the thing. So this egg thing, what is it called? What's it called?
It's just an egg cleansing.
Egg cleansing. Okay.
Another word for it is umansi, because it was a form of divination when you thought that you had a message coming from the God or the divine one or the spirit or.
So how did you discover you could read the yolk of an egg? Because this is something you weren't doing this around the house when we were kids.
No, it started when I was like in college.
Okay.
When I moved off and went to college is when I really got into everything. Okay. I've always been interested in it, but I really started learning it when about 30 something years ago.
When you were in college.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call yourself a witch?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
You would. You would say you're a witch?
Mm-hmm.
In what way? That freaks me out. I got to be honest with you. That freaks me out a little bit. I don't like that.
But it's not in a bad way. I mean, like, I use herbs and things to help with prosperity and fulfillment. Like, on the first of every month, I wash my hands with cinnamon to help bring financial security and abundance into the home. When I started redoing our childhood home, I would go and blow cinnamon into the doors so that I would have an abundance of happiness and prosperity and you know, all that coming into the house.
Okay, I got to get
just
some cinnamon.
Little things like that.
I got to get cinnamon, apparently.
You should be blowing, pounds of cinnamon.
Also, if you take a raw egg and you bury it.
Yeah.
Like, just take an egg from the grocery store.
Wait, Piper, hang on.
Yeah.
I know we're going to have questions. We're at the end of this segment. I got to hear about the rest of this egg thing and the cinnamon. Oh. So hang tight just a second, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll get the rest of this next.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
Okay, so we pushed the good news back a little bit today because we've got to get to the rest of this with my sister, Paranormal Piper from Pineville, who was just telling us that you wash your hands in cinnamon on the first day of the month, and that is to what?
Bring in prosperity and financial gain throughout the month.
Okay, and then you bury an egg, and this is the thing we haven't heard yet. Why do you bury an egg?
You take a raw egg and bury it, like if you have a flower bed or ground by your front door,
yeah.
Bury it right there, and it's going to ensure abundance for the entire year, and it'll also ensure that your land is fruitful and prosperous.
Okay, did you do that at the house?
Yeah.
Where'd you bury it? You buried the egg in the flower bed by the front door?
Yeah.
And the house is the house that we grew up in. And we're the only family that's ever lived there. It was, built for us in this neighborhood. But okay. And and you feel that this has worked and brought you abundance and stuff?
I'm not gonna lie to you. For me it has, because I'm on disability, so I get $843 a month to live off of.
Yeah.
And I use that to take care of this house. And it's like there have been times where I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to finish paying the bills off for this month. And then, like, I got a check in the mail for $2,000 from the school board, a retirement check, out of nowhere. So, yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be rich or financially well off or with no worries. It just means somehow something will come your way.
Something will manifest and come your way to help you with what you need help with financially.
Okay.
Hey, you better start burying some eggs, Ace.
I got to bury some eggs.
Better get home right now. Start burying.
Throw some cinnamon around.
Yeah.
You got to know what you're doing. You don't. So you're going to have to get her to come up here and help you out.
Yeah, whatever works. I don't really care.
This has been eye-opening for sure. This
is groundbreaking stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, and the reason people use eggs is because chickens were a sign of good luck. Because, you know, if you always heard if a chicken scratches the ground or something near your home, it wards off negative vibrations, toxicity, all that kind of stuff. So that's why chickens have always been considered like a rebirth, things like that.
Okay. Again, I did not realize that whole thing about the chicken scratching. Wow. All right. So here's the deal. We want to make Piper's going to be our regular Wednesday guest. So if you have questions, thoughts, ideas, things you've heard about that you're curious about, blah, 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 whatever, hit us up at Ace Cannon Media, at Ace Cannon Media, or Ace at Large, or any of the other stuff, and we'll see what happens. All right. Well, Piper, again, eye-opening. I love you more than anything.
I love you, too.
And I appreciate you coming on. We'll talk to you next week. Actually, I'll probably talk to you later today. Okay.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
I can say what you just said during the break.
I said, your sister is a witch. That's awesome. It's not a joke. She's a witch. But not in like the bad way.
Yeah, because Rob had a good point. It
doesn't have the same connotation that it used to. Like the Salem witch trials and stuff, those were like devil worshiping witches. At least that's what they thought, which turns out that also wasn't true. So
is it like a white witch thing? Is
that- I think it's just that they know things like supernatural and stuff like that, like your sister's into. It doesn't mean that they're like the devil or anything.
Yeah, she's not of the devil by any stretch of the imagination. Well, I don't think that at all.
You said it worried you, so it does
worry me. I just you hear that I don't like the maybe it's a lack of education. I don't like the idea that my sister is a witch, but I do know that she's not doing anything evil or anything like that. She's a really good person and she likes to help people and she does a lot of nice stuff. So it's not like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think witches get a bad name.
It simply could be. Again, lack of education that freaks me out. I don't know. I don't want to say too. I don't just like there's a level of that I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's like I don't go in the voodoo shop in the French Quarter. Been past there 100 times in my life. Mm-mm. I'm cool. Stick my head in. Check it out. Yep. Nope. Not interested in the voodoo shop.
Are you freaked out that there's like things buried in front of your childhood home?
No.
Would your mom have freaked out?
My mom would have been like, if you think that's going to do good, I just. Rather not have that by the front door.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, if she got older, she'd probably be like, you know, if you think that's wonderful, great.
Yeah.
You know, if you think it's going to be prosperous, go for it.
Sure.
I'm not going to believe it. You know, that's something my mom would not have believed in, mm-hmm. but she would have been supportive and kind of a, hey, go.
Did you get any supernatural powers?
She
seems like she got all this stuff naturally.
I acquired the power to ruin my own life.
Yeah.
Other than that, no. I have no supernatural power.
Feel like a connection to the earth or anything?
Like nothing.
That's nothing. A shame.
Yeah. I got no Yeah. I got no powers. I don't feel, I don't feel locked in or in touch with myself, much less the earth or the sky or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like none of it.
Wow. Are you going to let her try some of this stuff on you?
No, I'm not. Why not? Because I don't like it. It freaks me out. I don't know. I'm just not a huge fan.
No, she got a $2,000 check. I'd give it a shot.
Maybe so.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
Just the thing you need to help get through the day. A little bit of good news, which includes some people going above and beyond for Lady on Staten Island. It's really, really nice that you, it'll make you feel good about people. Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
So the good news today starts with a question. Are these glasses okay on screen or do I need to get new glasses? I got some readers. Do I look like a doofus with these?
No.
Is it okay? Okay, thanks. Okay, now to the good news. That was a really depressing question that I had if you're watching on YouTube. A woman on Staten Island accidentally threw out her wallet. But by threw out, I mean threw it away, like in the trash. So they go and talk to the sanitation workers. The sanitation workers sifted through a mountain of garbage, went above and beyond their time to find it. They found it, got it back to her. She realized it was gone before the truck emptied its load. Otherwise, they said it would have been a lot harder to find. Yeah, so they were managed to like, okay, that's the truck. Yeah. Don't let it empty itself yet. Pull it off to the side. So imagine, though, that's your job, but somebody comes along and says, hey, I need you to go through this entire truck full of garbage because I'm looking for my wallet.
Yeah.
One time, my wife, before she was my wife, thought I threw away her, she'd had some, what do you call them?
Retainer?
Invisalign?
Yeah.
I did not. But she said, you threw these away. She was furious. And I went down, to the where the trash collection was in the apartment where we lived uptown and found our bag of trash and brought it back upstairs and went through that entire bag of trash on the balcony of our apartment. Only to come to find out that I was right.
No,
I did not throw them away. She found, as I was going through the trash, about halfway through the bag, she goes, comes out there and goes, hey, I found them. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yeah, but that was nasty and it was messy.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Now, but imagine an entire truckload of bags of trash and you're just tearing bags open and going through them one by one trying to find that stuff. So good for them. I thought that was really nice. And if you saw this video where a woman called a guy out for cheating on his fiance during his bachelor party trip in Las Vegas, there is another one popping up, but it's the absolute polar opposite and it's great. I saw this. This lady lives in Charleston. She posted a video to let a woman know that her fiance, Luke, really does love her.
Oh.
Apparently they just met at a bar and he wouldn't stop talking about, he was like, yeah, we're on a bachelor party, but he wouldn't stop talking about how great his fiance is. They're getting married June 1st.
Wow.
So instead of, you know, going off on him, he's trash and all that, she made a point to say, hey, if this is your guy, he's wonderful and he clearly is madly in love with you. So that's pretty cool. It's nice.
That is
somebody
cool.
Doing something nice. It's better than when they look over people's shoulders and take pictures and know.
Yeah, rarely does that have a happy ending.
Yeah, they try to ruin people's lives. But yeah. That is the good news.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Self-awareness is a big thing. I'm a big proponent of being self-aware. Are you self-aware enough to know that, I'm too old to be doing this? Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and Friends.
When does it hit you that you're too old to be doing whatever it is you're doing? There are a couple of things at play in my life in this scenario that do affect it, but I have come to realize I am probably too old to have, I'm too old to play music as loud as I do sometimes and let it get me hyped up. I'm 55. I shouldn't be getting all hyped up by music. I'm too old to be walking on a treadmill, watching a concert, and catch myself air drumming or hitting a guitar note because I'm watching Zeppelin crush the ocean from Madison Square Garden, and it is phenomenal.
I don't know. That sounds like something an old person would
do. That riff is nasty.
That doesn't sound like something a young person would do.
Anyway, I caught myself doing that the other day at the gym. I was like, damn, I'm probably too old to be acting like a fool in here. Yeah, you look around, and the person that sees me is inevitably, you know, Amanda's over there training somebody across the other side of the gym. She's like, you've got to stop doing that.
I didn't see you doing that in the gym yesterday, at least.
Well, then you missed it. That's good.
Oh, you guys saw each other at the gym?
Yeah, he was. I think we left around the same time.
Nice. I didn't know Rob was there. He came out as I was putting Dax in the car, and Rob came out.
I saw him when I was going in, but I didn't say anything.
Need a spotter.
There you go. Is there anything that pops up in your life? But I do know that I'm like, if I'm at home alone, I love to just crank music. Like something around the house just gets me hyped. That's one of the joys of life. Always has been since I got my own radio when I was, you know, 9 years old, 10 years old, whatever it was. Is there one thing that you do, Riggins, that you go, I realize I'm too old to be doing this?
I love Super Soakers. If somebody pulls out
great one.
Some Super Soakers or what do you call them? The Nerf guns.
Oh, Nerf guns are still fun.
Man. I will freak out. I love them. I always have.
It's a good one. Rob?
It's not like all the time, but I was definitely too old to be drinking Four Loko over the weekend.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a real good one. Yeah.
The next day was rough.
Is there an age where you should be, it's okay to be drinking Four Loko?
Probably right when you turn 21, then you got cut it off right after that.
So at... we put it on our social media, on the Ace and TJ social media. Check this out. We've got some answers. I'm too old to still be blank. We'll get to the answers next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
This is Ace and Friends.
I'm too old to still be blank. It doesn't matter your age. It matters the activity will determine whether or not, like, you could be too old to do something at 25 or too old to be doing something at 47. It doesn't make any difference. It depends on what the activity is. Nicole says, I'm too old to still shop in the junior section at stores for clothes.
Yeah, no, that one's okay, because maybe that just fits your body. I know
or some is it, petite or, women. Or is it from a fashion standpoint?
Oh, is that what she's saying?
I don't know. You should have progressed. You feel like, I should probably be dressing a little bit older these days.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I like this one. Michelle said, I am too old to still get low. But a few drinks, and I still drop it down, and my knees say, no.
Don't get too crazy.
Shannon said, I'm definitely too old to still be watching SpongeBob, but I'm going to do it.
No. Yeah. SpongeBob's for everybody.
Lisa said, I'm too old to still be shopping at Rue 21.
Is that still around, Rue 21?
There's one over here that I think closed.
Yeah,
I thought they
still around.
Closed up. Stacy said, "I'm too old. I'm too old to still be trying to learn TikTok dances." Crystal, I'm too old to be a Swiftie.
No,
I don't think that's true.
Kevin says, "I'm too old to be playing ball with the younger guys at work."
I believe that. Yeah, that you'll get beat up and roughed up.
Yeah, and it doesn't take a lot for you to begin to realize, like, I'm out of my league here. A few years ago, I got in a game. I was at the Y with my son on a Sunday afternoon basketball thing, and I got in a game. It was a bunch of high school and college kids, and they picked, like, me and one other guy who was probably 10 years younger than me. And it was, it doesn't take but a second to look around and go, ooh, they don't look like they're deserting any energy, and I feel like I am killing myself to get up and down the floor at a decent pace. Like,
full court?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Susan said, I'm too old to still think farts are funny.
I'll laugh at a funny fart video.
My wife will never not think farting is funny.
Fart well, she jokes, does it, though.
And she does it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But if I see a video of somebody trying to hide their fart, it makes me laugh.
And I really will say, do you hear that? I don't want to talk about it. I just don't bring it up.
Yeah.
You're aware. You know I hear it.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
Yeah, that's not.
But she, fart jokes are funny.
Yeah.
Anything farting related is funny to her for some reason.
It is immature, but it is funny.
It's very immature. There's a question that's been asked on Reddit, and a ton of people have said, absolutely. And I think it proves that a ton of people have some type of dementia. do not understand this, but we'll ask you the question, see what you think next.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
I ran across something this morning that I think is ridiculous. But tons of people have answered this question. And here's the scenario. They did a poll. A couple thousand people. And here was the question. Is your car a part of your family?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
52% of people said yes. They could. I'm sorry. 51% of Americans said they think their car is a part of the family. And the poll also found that 53% of us would hang on to our current car forever if that was an option. The number one reason, though, is not financial. It's emotional.
Yeah. I know people have emotional ties to their cars, but they're usually like special cars, not a Toyota Camry or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. My dad had certain cars that I think were like part of the family to him. He once had a Dodge Magnum, which is like a station wagon.
Sure.
Yeah. That had ghost flames on it. He loved that car.
Oh, my God.
Wait, he had a Dodge Magnum, the station wagon with ghost flames.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, he loved it.
I think
that was his favorite car he ever had.
Yeah, 80% of us are trying to keep our current car going as long as possible.
Well, sure.
But we don't want, and mainly because we don't want to spend the money on a new one. Although, remember, nope. Riggins' dad says, be prepared, you'll always have a car note.
Yeah, and I guess that makes sense. I mean, from his perspective, you're always going to have a car note.
Yeah.
Because he's not driving an old car.
Yeah, the reasons we don't want to replace our car is fairly reliable. It gets pretty good gas mileage. There's no way I can afford a new car right now. I came in third. 28% of people said that. Fond memories and like a road trip or a family vacation. And this is what I don't understand. It says fond memories, like a road trip or a family vacation. Number five, you just have an emotional attachment to your car. Well, if you have fond memories, that means you've got an emotional attachment to the car.
Same thing.
The car that I'm probably most emotionally attached to is one that I wouldn't want back, but it's my first one. You know, that love of your very first vehicle.
Sure.
But I don't want to be driving around in a 1972 Ford Maverick that slips out of gear.
No.
All the time.
Now.
I have progressed beyond that.
Yeah. I don't want a 92 Geo Storm for right, sure.
Right. The day that it went away, I was still like, man, I'm kind of sad that old car is gone.
Yeah.
It makes you a little bit sad in those scenarios. There's something that happened to people that just having dinner in Olive Garden. Was it really cool or was it ridiculous and you would be furious? Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
There's something that has gone viral. Do we know where this is, Riggins?
I think Pittsburgh.
Okay. Night out at an Olive Garden. That's all you're trying to do is hit up the old Olive Garden.
And love it.
Well, I do love an Olive Garden.
Sure.
And this is what breaks out at the Olive Garden where you're trying to enjoy some bottomless breadsticks.
God.
Oh, sorry. Did I do that? I didn't mean to do that.
You get the idea, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a traveling, nationwide traveling choir.
Why?
That just breaks into an impromptu performance in the middle of an Olive Garden. Listen, they're very talented. I don't want to be a total grump about it, but come on, we're at the Olive Garden. Yeah,
this is a table of six people that are sitting there, and across from them, there's a whole group standing.
They're very talented, fine. But come on, it's like a weeknight. You're just trying to grab. Yeah, I mean, it's not like a upscale, you know, you're comfortable. You're just trying to enjoy some dinner. And then you got to endure a choir performance. Yeah. I don't know. That would irritate me.
I hate that.
I knew you would.
I hate that.
How long is it going to last?
Well, in this video, they capture like 30 seconds of it.
That's
but it sounds like they started the camera, you know.
Yeah, well into it.
Yeah, well into it. So
that's my thing. If it is just 30 seconds, okay.
But you know it's not. It's probably at least 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And you sound like such a jerk if you're like, boo, but come on. It's Olive Garden. You're not at a bar. You know, you're not expecting. I think it's when you're not expecting live music. Don't surprise me with live music, you know?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Don't surprise me with live music.
I wasn't looking for, I didn't come here going, man, I hope they've got some live music.
Yeah.
I came to the Olive Garden with the expectation of a nice quiet meal.
Yeah. Just trying to have some fettuccine Alfredo, maybe soup and salad, you know the deal.
Does the age of the performers count matter much? Like if it's a high school choir and they break into song for a couple minutes, is that, do you give them a more of a pass than a group of adults that are like the local neighborhood theater?
No.
I said, hell no.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Do not come in here with this.
I think it's a little annoying.
I tend to lean that way with you. That, like, hey, it's just, you know, I didn't plan for this at Olive Garden. Hey,
come on, man.
I just want a nice, quiet meal with some bottomless breadsticks.
Yeah.
That's all.
Here's a song. No.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
We are all creatures of habit, oftentimes at work, but I found an interesting scenario to determine how much of a creature of habit are you at work, and what happens when somebody infringes upon your habits? Is that just a normal part of life, or for you, is that something where you go, nope? Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hstj.com/neogenyx.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
So we are creatures of habit. I hope Riggins doesn't mind me sharing this, but I know when you get here every day because I hear the door to the bathroom close in the hallway.
Yeah.
So when Riggins drives from work home to work from home, when he walks every day, the first thing he does before he even enters our little office is go straight to the bathroom, which is out in the hallway.
Yeah.
So, you know, Rob and I'll be sitting here working like, oh, well, Riggins is here. We just heard about him in the bathroom. Now, here's the question, though. And I found this. Normal or nope? You go into the bathroom at work and you have a stall. Like, this is the stall I use, so to speak. And if somebody has occupied that stall, do you switch and go to another one? Or are you like, I'll come back in a few minutes?
No, I would go to another one.
There are people that will just say, well, I'll leave. Bless you, Rob. I'll come back in a few minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll leave and I'll wait like outside of the door or something, not inside waiting for the.
Just to get the one stall that you like?
Yeah.
Really? Is it the handicap one, like the bigger one?
That's probably the one I would wait for, if I wanted to, if I needed to use it. Because the other ones are just, you're cramped in there, man. It's not.
Yeah, I get
that. If you got to use the bathroom, it's already bad enough if you got to squeeze into one of those tiny ones.
Yeah.
So you want to make certain that if you have to use the bathroom for the time you're going to be in there, you are as comfortable as you can possibly be.
I'm going to need that comfort.
do you like huff and puff, like make sure they know that?
No. No, I don't try to make that would be something I would hate if I was in there and somebody did it to me. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just poop in the trash can. Not a big deal. Enjoy
That's
your
funny though.
Have a good time in my stall.
When I know where we used to work, I would often, if I had to go in there for that reason, I would use the non handicapped stall. It seemed very small.
Yeah.
Was narrow. I always felt it was narrow. I'm a decent size, 6'4", 215. I'm a decent sized person. It just felt tiny.
Yeah.
But I would never have, like, well, I'll just come back later.
No way. Mm-hmm. I got to pee. I mean, I'm not in there because it's like, I'm preferring one place or another. I just got to pee.
What if you had to do something else?
Yeah, that's tough to say. I've never had that thing where I'm using the bathroom for that all the time. Yeah.
Like, it made me think about the guy that used to come there every day, and then he would take the newspaper in there and drink a cup of coffee while he was in the bathroom.
Yeah, you'd see the sports page just all over the floor. It's like, dude, get a grip. Train your body to not have to do that.
But again, there are a lot of people that do that.
Yeah, it's guys.
They start their day, they drink coffee on the way to work. Yeah. By the time they get to work, they grab a cup of coffee, they have to go to the bathroom, and they take a cup of coffee in the stall with them.
You never hear about women doing that. Yep. Got to hit it on the head, ladies.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
We're going to have some fun with kind of a sad situation. Dollar Tree is closed down. And what it's like to really be a married couple. I mean, really be a married couple. Or maybe a look into your future. Coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Ace and Friends.
So Dollar Trees are going up in price, right?
That's what they said. Yeah, they're raising prices this year.
And they're closing some of them.
Yeah. I think it's 1,000 stores.
Shut down Dollar Tree.
Which has left this lady highly distraught.
Yeah. She's real mad.
Yeah. I hate running it on my computer, but yeah. She's very upset about Dollar Tree closing.
Shutting down Dollar Tree. They shutting down Dollar Tree, they is. I'm telling you, they is. For real, they is.
Oh, my God. So
mad. For real, they is.
And she's looking at it. It's like her sister sitting on the bed next to her. They really is. And it, almost oh, like God. She's upset that her sister is not nearly as concerned about the fact they're shutting down Dollar Tree as she is. But it is clearly very, very concerning to her that they are shutting down Dollar Tree.
They shutting down Dollar Tree, they is. I'm telling you, they is. For real, they is.
I get it, though. They said last year they were saying that the Dollar Tree is the fastest growing grocer in America.
Yeah.
More people are buying groceries from the Dollar Tree and dollar stores than ever.
I can see that because it's inexpensive.
Yeah. They even have price scanners at Dollar Trees now. And that's a big change. I mean, everything, when you grew up going into the dollar store, meant everything was a dollar. Yeah. Now they have a price scanner in there. It's so annoying.
Was it last year that they changed it to the $1.25 or whatever? Or was it the year before that?
I don't know. And I get confused which one's a Dollar General versus a Dollar Tree.
Yeah, the Dollar Tree is the one that everything was a dollar. Dollar General was just like a store, like a regular store. And they had more expensive stuff.
Yeah, but people are not happy. Prices going up the way they have.
It's amazing to me that two politicians say things like, the economy's doing so great.
Like, yeah.
Average people are saying, man, we're getting kicked out here.
Yeah. You
know? Tell that lady who's just yelling about the dollar store.
For real.
And then there's this couple. If you're not married, this is what married life is really like. Couples in Nashville, they're in the hotel. The wife is taking a beautiful panoramic shot out the window of their hotel room, trying to soak in the vibe of Nashville, but pay attention to her husband in the background.
Honey, it's so freaking hot in here.
No, it's not.
I'm not kidding you. I can't breathe.
All right, we'll die then.
We'll die.
It's so freaking hot. I can't breathe. Okay, we'll die then.
Apparently, that's well known that Nashville hotel rooms are hot.
What? Really? I didn't know that.
Everybody in the comments was like, oh, everybody knows if you stay in a hotel in Nashville, it's going to be hot.
Why?
I have no idea.
I've never heard that before.
Never.
Ever. Here's a question. What if they want sex? Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
So let me take you back to yesterday's edition of the Ace and TJ Show, Tuesday's edition. We had group therapy. And in group therapy, long story short, there was a lady who wrote to us because her boyfriend of almost 2 years, they're looking at a future together. They're looking to get engaged soon. His ex, who shattered his heart. It was a college relationship that blossomed for years, and then they broke apart a few years ago. She has cancer. She's now living with her parents, and she contacted him last week because she wanted to see him one last time.
Mm-hmm.
And I went home yesterday, and my wife said, that group therapy today, wow. Dude, that was intense. I said, yeah. I said, you know, he's got to make a decision. You know, how does he factor in that, you know, his now girlfriend? And I can see where he would want to go see this person who's dying because he's trying to do something kind, but that may be a relationship problem for him. And Amanda said, yeah. And what if she wanted to have sex with him? I said, well, yeah. How does that impact anything? Just wouldn't that be wild? I said, well, yeah, it would. But I mean, I don't think he would, you know, he's not going to do that. She said, but what if she wanted to?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I was like, I couldn't figure out how does that impact anything?
Yeah. I mean, that would have been the eventual, because the question was, does she still want to be with him?
Yeah.
Even though he's in a new relationship. So, yeah, I mean, but that would have been like question five.
Yeah, but you know? It's not okay. No. Like, he's not going to, that doesn't mean he would do it. But I was fascinated by that. Was the question, what if she wanted to have sex with him?
Yeah.
I mean, like, what if she did? He wouldn't do it. What if he did? Well, that would be that would still be wrong because he'd be cheating on his girlfriend with this other girl.
Yeah. But if he went there, that means wanted to have sex with her.
Yeah, I was like, if we were in that scenario and I went to see a girl I knew in college and she wanted to have sex with me, would it be okay if I had sex with her? She was absolutely not. Well, then I don't understand the
question. Yeah, I mean,
what's the point?
All of it's not good, but that's worse.
Are we saying, like, is it okay that he does it? No. Well, then...
Even if she's dying?
Yeah, so what if?
Yeah.
Would you be a little more lenient?
No, I wouldn't.
Like, say your girlfriend went and he said, I just wanted to see your boobs one more time. And she flashed him her boobs. Would that be okay with you?
No.
Okay. Rob, would that be okay with you?
No.
Okay. I might could understand it.
You would be okay with it?
I don't know if I would be or not. I just really, you know, it's like, I don't know. Probably wouldn't be.
I feel like you would be okay. The way you're talking about it.
I didn't mean it that way. So.
Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
Okay. There are certain things that I think we all use, and maybe we haven't come to the realization yet, or we have, that... But I don't need this. This is overrated. Let me give you an example. I'm not going to get rid of it. But yesterday, Amanda said, watch whatever you want. I'm busy doing this. So we were kind of trying to sit down for a couple minutes and talk and visit and, you know, whatever. We had a busy day going. And I literally thumbed through Netflix and was like,
nothing.
There are 1,000 titles I just looked at. And I can't find anything that in this moment makes me think, I want to watch that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes that happens.
And it just seems to be super overrated.
Yeah. When you can have anything you want, it's like, this isn't that good.
Right. It's like, this is not that great. Yeah. I cannot find anything. And I end up going back to the same couple of things. I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld. I was trying to watch this thing about World War II and the atomic bomb that I find interesting, but it seemed to be a little slow. Like, we could pep it up a little bit.
Let's
and
go.
Dragging through that. And it's like, golly. But I thought, Netflix is just overrated.
Yeah.
What is something in your life that you mean? Well, you mentioned one the other day, Riggins. You think Pringles are overrated.
Pringles are way overrated.
Oh, they're so good.
I think.
I mean, if you have all the options of chips, Pringles are just not hitting.
They're like they should. They're close to the top of my list.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a really good snack chip. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're all snacks.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you just want to snack on something, not like if you're making a sandwich and have some chips.
You would pick a can of Pringles over a bag of, like, I don't know, what's it, like a sour cream and onion ruffle?
No, I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying sometimes the Pringle is like, this is the perfect thing I need right now.
Really?
I think sometimes I would put it over a ruffle.
Really?
Sometimes, yeah.
Or a Dorito?
Oh. No, I wouldn't put... No, hold on.
Slow down.
No, Doritos are still higher, and so is cheddar and sour cream, but it'd be like at least four of them.
And I'm not saying Pringles are bad. I'm just saying they're overrated.
Overrated. Okay, what else? Rob, you have anything you think is overrated?
Traveling. There's nothing about it that's worth it.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the travel.
I don't... Anywhere I've been, I've never been. You know what? I'm glad we did this.
Yeah. Never.
Never.
Because some people romanticize, like, I just want to travel. I love see the world.
Oh my God, I love traveling new places and seeing stuff. Love it. Love it. Like, get to go on vacation someplace you've never been. Like, this is awesome. Or just going to a new city or being in a... I've been to New York 20 times.
Just like
15 times. I love going. Every time I get excited to go. This is going
to
be awesome.
I'm traveling to play the Star Wars game and I barely even want to do that.
Yeah.
Are you... What are you driving, like, to Greenville, South Carolina?
No, it's in Atlanta.
Oh, that's right. It's in Atlanta. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, it's Atlanta. Maybe I'll get called White Devil again.
That's right. You were called White Devil last time you were in Atlanta, weren't you?
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
I want to know more about your traveling, Rob. You've never been anywhere that you thought, man, I'm glad we did this.
No. There will be something I enjoy about the weekend or whatever, however long we're there. But at the end of the day, after it's over, I always go, I could have just stayed at home and been just fine.
I respect that. He knows what he likes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. I just find it hard to believe.
The worst part is the traveling, like going to there and coming back. That's the worst part for me.
It's the transportation.
Yeah, maybe I'm like a 12-year-old, but I find the airport like invigorating. Like being in the airport is cool. I'm going somewhere.
Yeah.
Even
I'm
driving
doing something.
Yeah, I'm doing something. I'm going. This is going to be cool.
Yeah. See, my dad was a traveling salesman. Now he hates traveling.
Well, I get that, makes sense. Yeah. Because he's just done it so much. He no longer is interested. Even when he's going to do something fun now for him, it's like, I used to do this every single day.
And he'd rather drive.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, if he's got to go to Florida 8 hours away, he's driving. Like, just can't stand the thought of going into an airport.
I don't mind. Like, 8-hour drive seems like, oh, that's good. We can do that. It's easy. That's no big deal. My wife is like, why would we do that?
Ugh. Yeah.
Like, anything over about 4 hours to the beach is about her limit of drive time that she wants to partake in.
Yeah.
Anything else? She's like, no, I would much, we're gonna have to fly.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about going somewhere. Oh, first time we take Dax to Louisiana. So we just divide that up into a couple of days. She was like, no way.
You might as well be driving. So
there's no
Bermuda.
Way. Yeah. I was like, no, you go halfway. The first night we spend the night in a hotel. It's kind of awesome. We usually can kick it outside Birmingham somewhere. We'll go to have dinner, just relax, the three of us, you know. She goes, why would I want to do that?
Come on, Birmingham.
Yeah.
Get excited. She's like,
Thing, Rob, you've been places and you've never been. When you went to Seattle to do that video game thing, you didn't think that was worth it?
No.
Okay.
No. That was an expensive plane ticket.
Yeah.
And then it was a 5-hour flight. No, thank you. That was awful.
So even though you knew that in advance and you went specifically to test this video game early, before anybody else in the world.
It was another card game tournament.
Thing. Card
game,
okay. But, and did you have fun in the tournament?
No, I lost, so.
Okay. Oh, damn.
So there was nothing about that trip that you look back and think, man, if I had to do that over again, I would not go.
Correct. I would not go.
It's like Carmen San Diego kick you in the nuts.
There's no trip you've ever been on, Rob, that if you had to do it again, you would do it.
No, none. We've been to Disney World and it was completely paid for me from, you know, because I was with the charity, right?
Yeah.
So I hated it. I didn't want to go. I thought I wanted to go beforehand. I was excited about it.
Thus, but then, the reason Rob is not the spokesperson for the charity. Yeah.
Ace and Friends.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.